prophetic stuff. That was Kirk Gibson in June. After he called us, they proceeded to go 10-17 that month, and poor Gibby was the butt of the joke. Well, I think we're the butt of the joke now, as the Tigers are not only in the playoffs, they advanced to the ALDS. Mm-hmm. And we heard through the grapevine, Tony Paul points out, Gibby didn't forget. He told Tony Paul with a big grin, they ripped my ass for a week. Weeks they did. And that's okay. Gibby is joining us this morning. Kirk, talk your talk. Good morning.
Well, let's just say we can agree nobody saw this coming on.
I mean, yes, to your point, we just lost him.
He just dropped.
Yeah. Well, I hope he had more to say than that.
Me too. We have a whole segment dedicated for Gibby's rebuttal. We'll get him back in a second.
It's a cell phone issue. Yeah, we'll get him back in a moment. But yeah, I mean.
What are the odds, right? Was that a mic drop? Okay, we did not hang up on him. I want to be very clear about that.
Gotta love live radio.
We'll get him back here in a second.
Yeah, he's calling back now.
Yeah, we'll get him.
unbelievable. And I mean, yeah. I mean, who would have seen this coming?
We're going to try that again. Greg, we're good? All right. Gibby, I don't know what happened, but the floor is yours.
Well, I said what I had to say. I was done. Just messing with your face.
Nobody saw this coming, but we are allowed to change our expectations and our opinion of the team. At what point, or did you ever expect this, where they are right now, being in the postseason, winning a postseason series?
Honestly, I knew they were going to be better. Because I do have the, I'm around enough and have been within the organization for, really during the development of the nucleus of this team. And just saw more and more positive things happening, like little things. Like I saw the buy-in, number one. If you look at the, early on, the buy-in was to control the zone for pitching and hitting. So you could kind of see the guys, the effort was coming, the results weren't there. But when the effort comes and the buy-in comes and then the results come, then things can really take off. But honestly, it's just my nature is not to, when you feel like you're getting too frustrated and you're starting to question whether we should cash in or not, you have to, my way is just to see, I got to counteract it in my own head. That's the way I was as a player. Matt Vierling struck out three times the other day, and we had a conversation not too long ago with Matt and I. I said, I don't care if you strike out three times, you just think about winning it with the fourth at bat, or just think how good it feels, because there's situations that happen where you're on the road and the fans are burying you every time you're looking bad, and then you're looking worse and you're looking worse, but you have that opportunity, and it's the coolest feeling when you can fail, and then succeed, both individually and as a team. And that's the reason that I called in that day, was just because I'd listened to you the morning before, and I understand the frustration. I understand everybody's point of view, but my personality is don't let that in. Let's control what we let in here. Let's don't let the negative get us down or get us not believing in ourselves. And it does help the team when the fans come down and they can continue to dig in there. And Comerica Park has, from the beginning of June to now, how far has that transformed to what we're used to hearing? I mean, that reminded me of Tiger Stadium there.
Yeah, or better yet, what is it going to look like on Wednesday now that we got a home playoff game at Comerica? I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned in that phone call back in June some similarities to 84. People have kind of adopted Roar of 24. How far can this team go?
I think they're very dangerous. I think they can go all the way. I really do. And A.J. Hinch has had a stellar year so far. The psychology that he's used to get these guys to believe in themselves. I mean, just back in your head how this season has developed and how he started using people in specific roles. And Andy Ibanez yesterday, he had J.J. showed the confidence in him all year. He came up. He's got one thing to do. A.J. has geniusly whittled it down to one thing. I mean, you're sitting there on the bench. You know that if they bring the lefty in, you get him. You got to prepare for one thing, one guy, and miraculously it works again. I mean, it's incredible. At the end of the year doing the games, you could feel the expectation they were going to come back no matter how late it was in the game. And the more that those successes happen, the more that you do these miraculous things, and the more people start talking about it, you believe in it and you feel it, and it continues to go on. So I think the sky's the limit. I think they can go all the way. This team is built. They do so many things good, and they're all committed to it. And now they're the celebrations. That just imprints who we are, and I think they could fight a bulldozer right now and think they'd win.
I'd love to hear your perspective, because we've heard from the players about how tight this team is, how close they are. You're around them all the time. How have you seen that develop, and how important is that in the ultimate success of this team?
Yeah, it's important. It's a feel. It starts really on the field early when AJ lays out how they're going to approach this season. Then it starts to unfold through spring training. Spring training can get long. They really never let it get long. They just continue to implement who they're going to be. And then as they gradually start winning some ball games. And again, like, how you know you have character is when you go down 8 games under 500 and you're still pulling, and you don't have little segmented groups around the locker room. You don't hear it elsewhere around the stadium. Everybody stays solidified publicly. And they get frustrated, but these guys, I mean, anybody who's watching Tiger, they're a fun bunch of guys. They're a fun team. And you can just tell. It's their personality. It's what they – it's the exhaust which they give off. It's really exciting for these kids, for the organization. It's been a long time coming.
Gibby, we'll get you out of here with this. Want to make sure that you plug the foundation, KurtGibsonFoundation.org, the work with Parkinson's that you've done and the way that you've continued to stay active and do your best with Parkinson's.
Yeah, you know, I had an unveiling on the same day that the Tigers' first game was, and one of my biggest supporters has been Marian Ilitch, and we're sitting there watching the game, and who walks in but Mrs. Ilitch? And we sat there, and as the team was holding on for that win, it was a little bit of an odd situation, but, man, we had one hell of a watch party over there. And I unveiled that we're going to create a wellness center for people with Parkinson's. And you can go to our website at KurtGibsonFoundation.org and find out all about it. In need of volunteers, obviously, and funds. It'll be a fully funded facility. We've committed to 10 years to fund it for 10 years, and it's going to be very helpful to help those that are suffering from Parkinson's and the caregivers alike. It's just a new goal that we've set as a group, and thanks for mentioning it. But for right now, let's go get them Tigers. And, I really hesitated from doing this interview today because I'm not trying to gloat about a prediction that I made.
We're glad you're okay? Right.
Yes.
Yeah, well, so far, but let's keep it going. This is very exciting. It's going to be awesome for Detroit. And, we've always kind of battled as a city my whole life since I was born and raised real close right here. And I'm proud to say again, they're from the city of Detroit, and we're banded together. We'll be behind. We got the Tigers, we got the Lions, And the Red Wings look much better. So this is everybody's feeling good. We like where we go as our sports teams go a little bit. Right now, it's very, very good.
Gibby, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for calling.
I love the banter. I love that you called the first time, and I love that we're all pulling in the same direction right now.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, Kirk Gibson.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. How about that, John? That's your guy.
That's my hero. That's poster on the wall.
We can reflect on Gibby. And yes, talk about this baseball team. The story next, 97.1.